40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. President Biden is speaking right now about business development in Northern Ireland. CBS's Stephen Portnoy is traveling with him and has more.
President Biden says his main goal this week is to keep the peace.
That's the main thing, and it looks like we're going to keep your fingers crossed.
He'll mark the anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement with a speech at Ulster University before traveling south to visit a 12th century castle in County Louth, near where his great-grandfather James Finnegan was born.
Another Republican looking at a potential 2024 presidential bid.
I will never back down in defense of the conservative values that make America exceptional. And that's why I'm announcing my exploratory committee for President of the United States.
That's South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. And there's been speculation about what a black GOP candidate might mean for voters. More drama over the indictment of former President Trump as Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg seeks to block an inquiry by a Republican-led House committee. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
He asks a judge in New York to block a subpoena of a former assistant district attorney to stop him from testifying next week and to block a future subpoena of Bragg himself. He argues the House Judiciary Committee's investigation, led by Chairman Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, is unprecedentedly brazen. Congressman Jordan responded minutes later, accusing Bragg of suing to block congressional oversight of the federal money used by the Manhattan DA's office.
Pentagon officials are telling CBS News that leak of classified information came from stolen documents, not from a computer hack. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says,
"We've referred the matter to the Department of Justice, which has opened a criminal investigation. We take this very seriously."
Another toxic problem in the nation, this time over a fire in Richmond, Indiana, where hundreds of people are being told to leave the area. Indiana State Fire Marshal Steve Jones.
The smoke is definitely toxic. We've put out an evacuation within a half mile, but we don't want the residents in the smoke. So as the wind changes, we may change the direction of the evacuation.
New research finds deep concern about seniors losing weight. CBS's Vicki Barker.
The Australian researchers found elderly men who lost more than 10% of their body weight were almost three times more likely to die in the coming years than men who didn't. Elderly women were less affected. Their risk of death doubled with the same weight loss.
What a win for the person who dropped a cool $2.2 million at auction to buy superstar Michael Jordan sneakers from the 1998 NBA Finals Game 2. CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Two of Wisconsin's biggest healthcare providers plan to merge. Frazier Health of Milwaukee and Neenah-based ThetaCare have been working as partners since September. Now the two plan to become one company by the end of this year. The Journal Sentinel reports hospital consolidation leads to higher prices. President Biden is calling on federal regulators to enforce antitrust laws. Tax day is coming up. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is reminding people to have their taxes filed by Tuesday. Wisconsin tax officials say they've already processed more than 2 million returns so far. If you can't file or pay by Tuesday, then you'll need to file for an extension. In sports, the Brewers beat Arizona last night 7-1. The rubber match of their series is today. The Bucks begin playoff action at home Sunday afternoon. They'll take on either Miami, Toronto, or Chicago. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows the Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of health.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up? This
is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, solid. Right on.
Welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, G. Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. The sun is shining, so it's hard not to be doing it.
Man, not only is it shining, it's warm, right?
Yes, it is. It's feeling like summer almost.
Man, it is. I left the house. It was 65 degrees. I left the house at about, what, 6:15. When it's 65 degrees at 6:15 in the morning, you got some good stuff going on, man. And 80 today, 82, 83, 80 tomorrow. And then reality sets in. Man, do you know they're talking snowflakes. Man, and 40, you know, and I'm like, how can it be snowflakes with 40 degrees, right? Snow can only come, you would think, after, 32 degrees?
Yeah, that's what you'd think, but I think it has something to do with, like, that
how high up
it falls from, yeah.
Yeah, how high up it's falling. But, man, you know, my tulips and those other things that are growing, they're going to be in shock because they're really coming up, man. The vegetation is coming up everywhere. And all the animals are out, man. Bees are out, right?
Yeah. I actually haven't seen too many bugs, luckily, yet. But the birds are around.
Well, you haven't been outside. If the birds are around, you best believe the insects and the bugs are around and
that
the flies because that's what they feed on. And but anyway, we got a lot to talk about this morning, as always. And I have to begin here. I was going to start somewhere else until I heard the commercial. Well, not commercial, but the news outlet this morning that said Tuesday is tax deadline. And so we have to, those of us who pay our taxes, if we haven't filled all that paperwork out and had it done, we have to go to the government and say, hey, give us a break, give us some time, or else the government starts penalizing the little people. Help me understand this, because I'm one of the little people. And many of the people in this audience who are listening, including my good friend Johnny Watermelon, we're the little people. So how come the little people have to worry about getting penalized when the people with all the money don't pay any taxes? And yet those of us who pay the taxes, if we don't pay it on time, they're going to penalize us. Maybe I see the world through a different prism. I don't know, man. I'm I see things differently. Maybe those of you in the audience, you don't even care that you and I, the people who make the engine that makes the United States government go, if we don't pay the taxes at a certain point in time, they'll get us. It's almost like a crime, and they're going to penalize and punish us. But that fat cat, he doesn't pay anything. You don't see that as a problem? I'm sorry, I do. I do see it as a major problem that they even talk about penalizing you and I. And those fat cats don't pay anything. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Well, I mean, what do you say? You know, I've my taxes are done. You know, I've gotten mine taken care of, and as most of us do, because we feel it's an obligation with being, you know, an American citizen. And so we don't whine and cry because they've, you know, tax time is here. Well, not all of us anyway. Some of us do. But how is it fair? How is it right that you and I, the backbone of the country, will suffer the real consequences when the slop-offs who don't pay taxes with all the money that they have, you know, shouldn't that be an issue? I mean, I really do. It does bother me. I hadn't thought about it until now. Because here recently I've been focusing on, and we've been talking about, the big tax breaks that the wealthy get. And that's made possible by the same government people, you and my elected officials, who make it right and legal for those, you know, wealthy people not to pay anything, but then they penalize you and I if we don't pay up on time. Let's go to Robert from West Dallas. Hey, good morning to you, Robert. How you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. Am I making any sense, man, or am I off base?
Yeah. No, I think you're making perfect sense. If you remember a while ago, you know, the comment was, hey, we don't need to increase taxes on the wealthy or these corporations. Right. We need to close these loopholes, right? And if you remember, they wanted to fully staff the agency so the IRS could do those.
Yes, 83 million more people they were going to bring on.
Yeah, so they wanted to do these complicated audits, which, you know, you need a different skill set for the wealthy and the big corporations. And then what did we see? They decided not to fund it. But, you know, it gets even worse because then what the agency does is they go after the little guys on the audit.
Yes.
And, you know, there's been studies on it, and it disproportionately impacts people of color in those audits. And, you know, the other thing we don't talk about it, because we're not taxing these individuals, look at the corrosive impact on our democracy. Look at all the money that like a Richard Uihlein or a Deborah Hendricks is throwing into all these elections because they're not paying taxes. And then, you know, the other piece to it is we always talk about the debt ceiling. So these guys are not paying taxes that they should be paying. So then the government has to borrow. So add insult to injury, they don't pay taxes. And then the government pays high interest rates to them, you know, to fund the debt. So it's kind of insane.
Hey Robert, man, you hit the trifecta, man. You covered all the issues and all the things that happen because these people don't pay taxes. Again, how many Americans know that then we borrow money from them? The government borrows money from the wealthy because they don't pay taxes. And then the interest rates are high on the money that they borrow. So we, the taxpayers, as you talked about the debt ceiling, who do we owe the debt to? It really does amaze me, Robert, that with all the educated people in this society, that they really don't understand how these things work. And if they did know, they would be outraged like you and I are. I mean, really, man.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, the people don't, these people aren't paying taxes. Our government is short of money, financial resources, because the wealthy don't pay their fair share of taxes. And then we turn around and borrow money from them.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. Come on. And to just think that you and I have to pay these taxes, we got to pay up by the 15th. Or they're going to punish us again. Hey, great call as always, Robert. Appreciate it. Let's go to Terry from Fond du Lac. Terry, thank you very much for the call, man. You say what?
Morning, Earl. Who are these people you keep referring to that are not paying taxes?
I'm talking about the like Eli.
Aaron Rodgers pays taxes.
Hey, let me say this. Not proportionately, sir. Not proportionately. The Elines and all the other wealthy, wealthy people.
He pays taxes.
They don't pay.
He pays a lot of taxes.
Sir, they don't pay proportionately to what they make. And let me ask you.
Where are you hearing this crap from?
Hey, Terry, let me ask you. Because
somebody spews it, that doesn't mean it's the truth.
Terry, let me ask you a question, sir.
Yes.
Are you one of those people I'm talking about? The multi-billionaires?
No, not at all.
Okay, so then why are you defending, sir? I'm not defending. What?
I'm not defending them.
What are you saying? You asked me who the people were.
Eli Musk does too pay taxes.
I didn't say Elon.
Aaron Rodgers pays taxes.
I didn't say that Elon Musk.
All these poor athletes that make billions pay taxes,
sir.
Earl.
I said proportionately.
I mean, you can keep spewing the left, the spews, the lies, the lies.
Hey, Terry, do you know what the word proportionately means?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well then, that's what I keep saying, proportionately to what they make. Okay? I'm not saying the guy that they're not paying any taxes, but they're not paying their fair share. And if you really knew the truth, you're asking me where I get my information from.
How do you figure that? Yeah, where is this information coming from?
Let me do this. Can you hang on a second?
Yeah.
Okay, I got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. My caller, Terry from Fond du Lac, seems to believe that I'm making up things when I say that the wealthy aren't paying their fair share. What do you say? Because the only way I could possibly think that there's anybody who thinks that the wealthy is paying their fair share, it's got to be somebody who has a difficult time either seeing or hearing. Because the information is everywhere. We'll be right back.
We're all looking for how our state can move forward despite division. Here's something that often gets bipartisan support, and with your help, we'll make Wisconsin more fair and secure. It's fixing the holes in our legal system so laws and justice truly apply to everyone. Did you know that in many cases, you have no right to an attorney? A person experiencing domestic violence or someone denied rightful health care coverage for an expensive procedure or a victim of elder abuse, how can they get the protections they're entitled to
if they can't afford a lawyer. What they need is Civil Legal Aid. It's powerful legal assistance. It helps people regain control of their lives, and it sometimes gets bipartisan support. But your state legislators need to hear from you right now as they work on the state budget. Google the legislature's homepage, go there, and enter your address under Who Are My Legislators, and call or email them now. Ask them to fund Civil Legal Aid in the Wisconsin budget. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Ample sunshine expected today with highs around 79. Southwest winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 55. Ample sunshine expected again tomorrow. High of 77. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Friday with highs in the mid-70s. Chance for scattered showers Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And my. I just do not understand, you know, guys like Terry from Fond du Lac. He calls to debate me about something that he didn't hear very well. I didn't say that the wealthy don't pay any taxes. They don't pay their fair share. And so because they don't pay their fair share, those of us who struggle on a daily basis, you know, are penalized. Okay, Terry's back. Okay, so Terry, so you want to debate me on what you feel is unfair information that I'm giving out about the wealthy and them paying their share of taxes, right?
Correct.
Do you think
I looked up the facts. This was reported by CNN. Elon Musk paid $11 billion last year.
How much did he make?
CNN posted it.
How much did he make?
He still paid $11 billion.
No, sir. How much did he make? I said proportionately. You can't say, well, he paid $11 billion in taxes.
He's paying 37.4%. Take a professional athlete, LeBron James. You know how much he pays him? He paid $17 million last year. His tax rate is 39.6%.
Okay.
He pays almost 40% of his income in taxes.
Okay, how much of your income do you pay in taxes?
Not 40%.
Okay.
You don't pay 40%.
So, no, sir.
I can guarantee the average Joe doesn't pay 40% in taxes.
Again, sir, we're talking proportionately. And let me say this to you. I question your
statistics.
Sir,
40% of his income is taxed.
Sir, I question your statistics because based on the tax breaks that are written into the tax law, you know, then the wealthy pays a lesser and lesser percentage of what they make based on the tax laws the way it's written.
Not really. Why is LeBron James paying 40%?
Listen, sir, I'm looking at a book. I'm looking at a book. It's called How Lies, Loopholes, and Lobbyists Make the Rich Even Richer. Tax the Rich This is from a wealthy, wealthy group of rich people who themselves say,
is it?
Listen, who themselves say.
Okay, Earl, is it correct? So LeBron James should be taxed, what, 50%? You're saying?
I'm not,
or what?
Sir. I'm
well,
not.
How
listen.
Is that fair?
Let me say.
The guy busted his butt his whole life
sir,
to get where he's at.
Sir, let me say this
it's,
to
it's
you.
Not, you
I, listen, yeah. I'm giving you a chance more than any other yep. talk show host. I'll tell you straight up. No other talk show host anywhere has a dialogue and conversation as long with the listener as I do. So I'm giving you an opportunity to have a conversation. Now, again, this is a group of wealthy, wealthy people who are worth as much as LeBron.
People?
Let me finish my point, sir.
I have.
Let me finish
ahead.
My point. How yeah. lies, the people who are saying this are the rich people. How lies,
who,
loopholes.
Who are these rich people? Who? Name.
They're called
the patriotic.
Listen.
I get Eli Musk.
They're called the patriotic.
You keep spewing,
they're called, sir, they're called the patriotic millionaires. They're called the patriotic millionaires. I've had them on my show, right? You know, and we're going to have them on again because they know something is not right. And they know that they should be taxed even more. And what I don't understand is these rich people who say they're not taxed enough, that's what they say, tax the rich. And then an average Joe like you and I, you're trying to defend them. I don't get that.
100% because he busted her butt. He grew up with nothing. He had nothing. He busted his ass his whole life to get where he's at. And now you're going to penalize him. Because he makes more money than us.
So
we could have all been there.
Listen to this.
And he's actually being discriminated against because he pays more taxes than we actually do.
You know.
He pays 40%, and you don't pay 40%.
Why are you defending people who are wealthy beyond your imagination?
Because he didn't get wealthy just waking up overnight.
Hey, sir.
Most of them worked their ass off.
I tell you what, they didn't work any harder than I did for the 34 years that I worked at A.O. Smith in the auto industry. Don't tell me about busting butts.
I agree.
I busted mine for 34 years, and I'm still busting mine. And they're still penalizing people like me, the average person.
You don't pay 40%.
All right,
I guarantee you don't pay 40% taxes.
Well, hey, sir, thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for the call.
Yeah.
You know, when you beat your head against the wall, it's not the wall's fault, right? Anybody who's going to keep beating their head against the wall, we can't blame the wall. The wall is there. If it's not an impediment to you and you don't mind beating your head against the wall, Then so be it. Then the wall is going to stand long after you succumb to it. So, you know, I just don't get it. Yeah, listen, we got something else to talk about. A lot to talk about. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789 is the number. Happy tax day in a few more days.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News Brief. That's President Biden speaking a few minutes ago in Northern Ireland, marking the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Peace Agreement that set up a legislature there and ended direct rule by the United Kingdom.
It took people all across Northern Ireland who made the choice to work for a brighter and a shared future. At the time, it seems so distant, some of it.
Later, he'll fly to Dublin and tour his ancestral home. Republican South Carolina Senator Tim Scott is considering a run for the White House in 2024.
Joe Biden and the radical left have chosen a culture of grievance over greatness. They're promoting victimhood instead of personal responsibility.
Black smoke billowing into the sky in Richmond, Indiana as a toxic fire burns and hundreds are being urged to clear out.
Our Wayne Emergency Management Office has declared an evacuation of a half-mile radius.
CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Attorneys general from Wisconsin, 22 other states, and the District of Columbia are urging a federal appeals court to block enforcement of a lower court ruling last week banning the abortion pill mifepristone. Wisconsin's Josh Hall says it's vital for women to have access to reproductive health care services since Roe v. Wade was overturned. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin says she's running for re-election next year. The Madison Democrat is seeking a third six-year term in the U.S. Senate. No one's officially announced they're running against Baldwin, but the Journal Sentinel reports Eric Hovde, Mike Gallagher, and David Clark are some of the Republican names being bandied about. In sports, the Brewers beat Arizona last night 7-1. The rubber match of the series is today. The Bucks begin playoff action at home Sunday afternoon. They'll take on either Miami, Toronto, or Chicago. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Don't you deserve a job you love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the Careers tab.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Hey, Wisconsin, the spring election is April 4th. Make sure you're prepared with an ID to vote. If you have a Wisconsin driver's license or state ID, military ID, U.S. passport, VA card, or Wisconsin tribal ID, you're all set. If not, you've got options. For free help getting an ID to vote, call or text Vote Riders at 866-ID-2-VOTE. That's 866-ID, the number 2, V-O-T-E. Call or text today, 866-ID-2-VOTE.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
In a world like today, it's a rare occasion to be able to see young mothers like the ones that were around when I grew up. But they live on in memory to quite a few of us. And this song is dedicated to those who cherish that memory.
Early one Sunday morning, breakfast was on the table. There was no time to eat. She said to me, "Boy, hurry to Sunday school, filled with a Lord of glory."
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And to Terry from Fond du Lac, we're talking about, fair share and whether or not the wealthy is paying their fair share. This is the book, Tax the Rich, How Lies, Loopholes, and Lobbyists Make the Rich Even Richer. It's by Morris Pearl, who I had on about a month ago, and Erica Payne, and they're with the Patriotic Millionaires. Let me read this quickly, and then Calvin's got some information. Lie number eight. Politicians care just as much about their constituents as they do about their donors. This is from the wealthy, you know, patriotic millionaires. This is them saying this. If you want to have the opportunity to serve the people, you'd better learn how to suck up to the millionaires and billionaires you need to fund your campaign. Most members of Congress spend hours each day on the phone calling donors and asking them for money. Many actually spend more time fundraising than they do legislating. It's pretty easy to predict what happens when nearly every member of Congress spends a significant number of their waking hours calling, meeting, talking with, and thinking about rich people. They start passing laws that favor rich people over everyone else. That's not from a poor Joe like me. That's from the patriotic millionaires. So, Calvin, you had some information that you dug up. Please.
Yeah, I found two little stat tidbits. So, according to a 2021 White House study, the wealthiest 400 billionaire families in the U.S. paid an average federal individual tax rate of just 8.2%. The average American taxpayer in the same year paid 13%. Then I got another one from a ProPublica investigation into some leaked tax returns. The 25 richest Americans paid $13.6 billion in taxes from 2014 to 2018, which is just 3.4% of $401 billion of income.
So, actually, Terry, you can get that information. Calvin talked about where he got it from. I just don't know where you got your information from, but even over and above that, I just do not understand. I do understand, because one of the things he did state clearly was, you liberals, you liberals. So it tells me I know what side of the equation he's on, and he's asking where we got our information. The true information is certainly not coming from the people who he's being fed from. But anyway, let me go here, because now ever since, I don't know, man, over the last maybe four decades or more, life expectancy in this nation had been increasing. It really had. And so, people live longer in better condition, better health, and we've got the greatest healthcare system in the world. And so life expectancy had continued to expand in this nation. But a funny thing happened along the way. It's no longer the case. So what happens with a nation that, has the best health care in the world, and yet the life expectancy of its citizenry is getting worse and worse and worse? This is in the land of the free and the home of the brave. The land of the free is experiencing a disturbing trend. Americans are dying younger, while boasting some of the highest healthcare expenditures in the world. The most advanced medical technologies and recent expansion of government-sponsored healthcare coverage. This begs the question, why is American healthcare getting worse, and what are they getting wrong? But the question itself is part of the problem. We've assigned life expectancy to the domain of healthcare, when the true issues stem from deep political and social quagmires stuck in partisan stalemates as our years of life continue to ebb away. Now, I had a great woman on, I don't know, several weeks ago. She's got her own way of producing food, and she's a scientist, and she knows the inner workings of the soil and all those things. And so she's aware of the things that are happening that are shortening you and my lifespan. Now, you know, I know there are others who will say, well, that's that liberal hogwash, Terry, amongst others, and deny what is truly taking place in this country. And so when the life expectancy is falling in a nation like ours, shouldn't we ask the question, why all of a sudden now? Well, one of the main things that the American Heart Association is talking about is the obesity, right? Obesity. Question becomes, why are we more obese today than our forefathers were? There's something going on. And you and I need to open our eyes to figure out why our loved ones, including ourselves, are dying a lot younger than we did 5 years ago, 10 years ago. What's happening? Well, everybody's obese. Well, how did they get to be obese? Well, they're eating too much. Eating too much. Is that the reason? You know, people eat sometimes when they're hungry, but there are also times that people eat because they'll deal with their issues, their day-to-day issues, and sometimes they don't know how to handle those things, so they revert to eating. But if that's the case, and in many instances it is, shouldn't the food that we eat be safe? Come on. Shouldn't the meats that we eat not be filled with hormones? You know, they fatten the animals so they can get them off to slaughter quicker to make more money. But by fattening the animals with hormones, they're fattening the American people. Come on. If in fact the normal time that it takes for a baby pig to grow to, you know, the weight or the size or the time that it's time for that pig to be harvested is cut in half because of hormones, certainly it enriches the producers of that animal, the major corporations. You know, you got to tie all of this together, because decades ago, it wasn't the major corporations that were doing this. It was the mom and pop farmer who weren't feeding the animals hormones to fatten them up. They knew what the time frame was, and they were satisfied with the money they were making. But somewhere along the way, major corporations got involved, and elected officials got involved, and this is the outcome. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. How you doing, man? What are your thoughts?
Well, as always, Earl, you got a great topic. You know, it's sad, but it's let's cut to the chase. We can't afford to live. And the reason we can't afford to live, two things. Healthcare can cause some people to go bankrupt.
Right.
The other thing is we don't have products on the shelf that are healthy for you and I. We have products that are on the shelf for the corporation. They're not for people. They're for the corporation, because they don't help people. They just help the corporation. And the good thing about it, Earl, as I said yesterday, we have a young generation. And I'm going to say it again. I said it yesterday. That's going to take a chainsaw to modern day politics.
No, no question.
Because they know the truth and they know reality.
You hear me? You know, Bill, you're absolutely right, and they ought to, because it's their futures, it's their lives that are being cut short. Right? Their lives.
Oh, absolutely. The two young men in Tennessee, if I lived in Tennessee, and I actually thought about calling them and say, you need to run for Congress, both those young men from Tennessee, because I think they'll win hands down.
Well, you know.
You say so, Earl?
Yeah, you know, Bill, in the end, Americans are dying younger. We're dying right. younger because of policies. We right. know that's the reason. The poisoning of all these different things, a healthcare system that is not affordable for the average American. And so I was reading something the other day, man, where the wealthy on average outlive the average people in the country by 10 years. The wealthy.
Does that surprise you?
No, it doesn't surprise me, but I wonder if the American people know that. What sense does it make to say that the wealthy should be able to live longer than the average person?
Because the average person can't have the facilities that the wealthy have. And how do we bring this to light? We want every American to have the same health care opportunities that Congress
agreed
and all politicians. Because don't tell me how to live my life when you've got what I need.
You know, Bill.
How can you tell me?
You know, Bill.
You know,
it is absolutely when we as human beings, that's what we are. Human beings aren't divided by, or shouldn't be divided by, he who has the gold rules. That old axiom, he who has the gold rules. That's ridiculous. When it comes to life, right? Life is precious.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter. And so the life itself is not weighed in the balance, and it shouldn't be, based on who has the most money. And who doesn't? Life is too precious for that.
How can we elect people to tell us about health care when they have Cadillac plans? That doesn't make sense. You need people elected who don't have Cadillac plans. That's the ones I want elected, because they will make sure everybody has the plan they have.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call, as always, my friend. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured, with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com. Or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows that Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea,
use as directed, keep out of reach of children.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 80. Southwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Lows level off around 55 tonight. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 79. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Friday, with highs in the mid-70s. Chance for scattered rain showers Saturday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Another day has come and gone in a world where I don't belong. Another week has passed me by. It's not because I didn't try. Nobody saw me walking, and nobody heard me talking. Seems like I gotta do wrong before they notice me.
Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And, you know, I just, again, man, I you can't make this stuff up. We just got through talking about these horrific assassinations. Because that's what they are, where people with these guns just seem to think that, you know, having access to them makes them somehow, I don't know, man, makes them somehow feel as if they've got all this power. But Robin Voss, Wisconsin governor, I mean, excuse me, not only Robin Voss, but a couple state legislators, and I had their names here. I don't know what happened to it. But anyway, I don't know their names. If you'll look up their names for me, man, while I'm going through this, have come up with an idea, a plan, Republican legislators in Wisconsin who want teachers to be armed. We've gone through this foolishness before. We've gone through it. And no, it does not make sense. And no, now is not the time. What is going through the minds of people that we elect and put in office, that they somehow, at a time like this, when there should be a real discussion, again, about guns, that the best they can do is come up with this idea that we should arm teachers? I would be embarrassed if somebody I elected and somebody who would be representing me thought that the best way to address these continued killings and is to put guns in the hands of educators while they're in the classroom. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Is there anybody out there who wants to attempt to convince me and many other people in this audience that that somehow is a good idea, that that is the solution to school shootings, to arm teachers? I can't believe there's, you know, one person. And even if you feel that way, I don't think you have the courage to come on the airwaves and try to defend such a moronic and idiotic idea. I mean, I know educators. I know teachers. I don't know one teacher who would say, yeah, by the way, why don't you give me an AR-15 or give me a gun to hang on my hip while I'm teaching? Or better yet, leave it in my desk, you know, while I'm on the smart board and trying to educate. How does that even come up? You know, how is it possible that anybody with a sane mind thinks that it makes sense to arm educators and bring these guns and weapons into the schoolhouse? Well, you know, if somebody, well, what if the guys who came into the schoolhouse and they started shooting up, we need a good guy with a gun. Oh, okay. So the educator whose job is to educate, to teach, now becomes law enforcement as well. And somehow that educator whose responsibility is to educate, now we think it's a great idea to put a gun in their hands at a time of stress and pressure with someone who's running around inside the school shooting, and somehow the educator is supposed to be, what was the old guy's name, man? I love old movies and old cowboy, old westerns. I watch them almost every night. But one of those guys somehow is going to be quick enough, you know, to pull the gun out of the desk or off his hip, and with all these children around, somehow shoot the person that's in the school. Ridiculous. The fact that anybody would even come up with such a cockamamie idea, and what makes it worse, it's not just one guy who's coming up with this. It's so many of them across the country. And again, the one thing they have in common, they're all Republicans. Man, what are they feeding? By the way, what are they feeding Republicans? You have any idea what they're, and what sort of air they're breathing? It can't be the same that all the rest of us are partaking in. Because that just is an idiotic thought that they're pushing through the country. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
My belly's empty and my brain is numb. Nobody saw me walking and nobody heard me talk. Before they notice me, seems like I got to do wrong. Before they notice me,
no Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. The Keep Wisconsin Warm, Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596.
5596 or visit www.heat.help.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.